I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, October 1st. There will be some changes to wards and precincts in Quincy beginning next year. The Board of Registrars of Voters has designed a new ward and precinct map based on the increase in population reflected in the 2020 federal census. City Clerk Nicole Crispo, chair of the Board of Registrars of Voters, says every effort was made to keep the changes as minimal as possible. One notable change is that the 1000 Southern Artery Senior Center will revert back to being in Ward 2, Precinct 2, instead of being its own district in Ward 2, Precinct 3A, making a total of 5 precincts in each of the city's 6 wards. The City Council will vote on the proposed changes Monday night. They also require the mayor's signature and then state approval. Crispo says there will be all the changes taking effect next year, and those affected will be notified. There will be no change in wards or precincts this year. At the State House yesterday, public transit advocates came together calling on lawmakers to provide more funding for upgrades on the T and raising concerns about the safety of riders. The Transit is Essential Coalition is calling out a string of recent MBTA incidents, including the Red Line train derailment Tuesday at Broadway Station and Sunday's escalator malfunction at Back Bay, which left 9 people hurt. There was also the death of Boston University professor David Jones, who fell through a rusty staircase at the JFK UMass station earlier this month. The recent incidents are just a few examples as to why advocates say the MBTA should be upgraded. Public transit advocates are also calling on Governor Baker to appoint a new fiscal management and control board for the T. The agency has been without one since the end of June. The governor says his administration has invested more than $5 billion to upgrade the T, and the state is in the process of appointing a new MBTA board. Now, Quincy firefighters will be sponsoring a bocce tournament to raise money for breast cancer research tomorrow. The tournament will be held 10:30 at the South Quincy Social Club at 252 Rear Washington Street. The cost is $20 per player, and the donation includes lunch, raffles, prizes, and a DJ will be part of the fun. Quincy firefighters Local 792 is hosting the fundraiser. Quincy's annual food truck and music festival will be held Saturday from noon to 6 on Coddington Street between the Thomas Crane Library and Quincy High School. There's free admission, and there will be several live bands performing, along with a beer and wine truck. The event was canceled last year due to the pandemic. Vaccine requirements are in effect at 2 major venues in Boston. Visitors must show proof they're vaccinated against COVID-19 at the TD Garden and Symphony Hall, or produce a negative test. Children younger than 12 are not subject to the new rules. Teens and adults can also show a picture of their vaccination card on their phones, but only if they also have an ID with a matching name. The Boston Symphony Orchestra is also recommending people show up early for concerts at Symphony Hall. The first live indoor performance for the BSO since before the pandemic was held last night. Audience members will have to show proof of vaccination or negative test results. So will the musicians on stage. MassDOT is warning its employees that they have to act fast to meet Governor Baker's COVID vaccine mandate deadline that takes effect October 17th. The transportation agency says it's already too late for unvaccinated workers to start the 2-dose Pfizer or Moderna vaccine process, and they're urged to find a Johnson & Johnson shot. Workers will be suspended for 5 days without pay if they're not fully vaccinated by the deadline. If they are still not vaccinated after that, a 10-day suspension without pay will follow. Failure to meet the requirement after the 10-day suspension will result in the termination of employment, according to MassDOT. Employees have until October 8th to seek a religious or medical exemption. Baker issued the vaccine mandate in August for 44,000 executive department employees. Massachusetts schools are facing food supply chain challenges, which means what's on the school lunch menu may not be what ends up on your child's plate. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has made all school lunches free for students as the country deals with the ongoing effects of the pandemic. However, school officials in Massachusetts and other states are running into roadblocks getting the food. It is all due to supply chain shortages. The disruptions mean what's on the school lunch menu may not be what ends up on your child's plate. Finding a steady supply of fruits and vegetables has also been a challenge. Like many districts, Boston has scrambled to find some emergency solutions. Well, the Senate Judiciary Committee's vote on Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins' nomination to be the next U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts ended in a tie yesterday. The 22 members of the committee split down party lines in their vote. 11 Democrats approved the nomination, 11 Republicans did not. The nomination will now move ahead to the full Senate for a final vote. It was the first time there's been a roll call vote in the committee for a U.S. attorney in 30 years. President Biden nominated Rollins for the job in July, but Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton's been trying to convince colleagues to oppose the nomination because of her positions on criminal justice reform. After the vote, Rollins issued a statement saying she remains incredibly humbled by the nomination. If confirmed, Rollins would be the first black woman to hold that job. Smith & Wesson, one of the oldest gun manufacturers in the country, announced it is moving operations from Springfield to Tennessee due to proposed gun laws in Massachusetts. The company plans to move to Maryville, Tennessee in 2023 after being based in Springfield since it was founded in 1852. Smith said proposed legislation in Massachusetts would prevent the company from making certain kinds of guns. Smith said the company vetted several cities before deciding to move its headquarters, which includes 750 jobs. As part of the move, Smith & Wesson will close Connecticut and Missouri facilities as well, consolidating the number of locations from 4 to 3. A man was rescued after his boat flipped over and sank off of Winthrop yesterday afternoon. He was in the water for more than half an hour and called 911 on his cell phone. The call for help came in just after 4:30, but in choppy conditions, he wasn't easy to see. Another boater found him and pulled him out of the water. That man was the only person on the boat at the time. It's still unclear what caused the boat to flip over. Well, a Southie tradition looks to be back on for 2022. Organizers of Boston's St. Patrick's Day Parade announced yesterday that the event will be held March 20th, 2022. The coronavirus pandemic had forced the cancellation of the parade for 2 years in a row. More than 1 million people attended the last parade that was held in 2019. Check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 546 points. The NASDAQ fell 63, and the S&P dropped 51. Asian markets also tumbled. Currencies were lower, and oil is down to $75 a barrel. Sports. Orioles beat the Red Sox 6-2. Boston travels to Washington tonight to play the Nationals at 7 o'clock. Of course, Patriots getting ready for Sunday night's big showdown with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 8:20 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-60s. Another clear, cold night, low 41. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 70. Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of an evening shower and a high 68. Showers here on Monday, high 64. For the boater, waves about a foot, light northwest wind, high tide right before 8 a.m. Sunrise at 6:41, set at 6:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, October 1st.